You're listening to Girls Gone Wild. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
And this is episode 42?
43. Way to go with your phone there, Joy.
Sorry.
I think it's 43. Is it 42? 42.
Could have sworn it's 42.
Welcome to episode 42.
We're just delirious because we haven't had any sugar in like 2 days.
2 whole days. 3 days. It's been
three days.
I had a sugar headache today.
Did you really?
Like a migraine almost. It was horrible. I was at the coffee shop and I was like sitting there with like my head in my hands. I was like massaging the side of my head. It hurt so bad.
Ow.
I think it was a combo of that and allergies a little bit.
Yeah. And you were surrounded by pastries and you were just like,
that was hard. I was there with my friend and we were doing this like thing for that pub crawl company.
Yeah.
And she was like, get whatever you want. Like I'll pay for it. And she was like, get like a muffin or something. They're really good. And I was like, I can't have muffins. Anyway, it's...
Yeah, like day two, we had a huge staff meeting / we watched this documentary about teenagers and everyone brought breakfast food and Dunkin' Donuts was there.
At least somebody brought Voodoo Donuts. That would have been hard.
Yeah. No, Dunkin' Donuts was pretty tough.
Yeah.
They were just staring at me. Everyone started to look like a donut after a while. I was just like, I just want one.
Have you made that spaghetti squash pie that everyone's been talking about?
No.
So we made it yesterday. I made it yesterday. This Paleo MG, what is it, like spaghetti pizza casserole or something. Basically, you take a spaghetti squash, and then you take a sausage and pizza sauce. But I couldn't find any pizza sauce that didn't have sugar in it, so I just used canned tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, mix that all together with, like, some pizza spices, like basil and thyme and whatever. And then you put it all together, mix it all together, the cooked spaghetti squash. And then you also mix in 3 eggs. And then you bake it for like an hour. This is from Paleo MG. And it's really good, but it's like all I've eaten today because we had so much of it. And I was like, well, breakfast and lunch, here we go. And I have been like the gurgliest person. Like, I'm going to be surprised if you don't hear me gurgle.
Really?
And then I was talking to Brandon on my way over here because he wasn't home from work yet.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you just so gurgly? And I was like, yes. What is the deal?
What does that mean, gurgly?
It's just like burpee? Like my intestines are gurgling.
Stomach but is just like feel, moving around.
I don't like feel like bloated.
Yeah.
Like I don't like feel gassy. It just is like real noisy.
Like things are happening in there.
Yeah.
Like little gremlins are running around your intestines.
Little spaghetti squash gremlins. So Rawr. We're going to see how it happens. Did you do the WOD today?
I did.
We're going at 6:30.
It was not fun. And TJ's like, yeah, this is supposed to be one that you really fly through and it's supposed to be fast. It was so slow. No. 85-pound thrusters.
For whom are one of those 85-pound thrusters so and chest bar slow. Pulse fast?
No. I got through eight, but just the first, we'll tell you what the WOD was. It was 8 thrusters at 85 pounds for girls, 135 for boys, and then, sorry.
So it's 7 minutes.
7-minute AMRAP. You start with one.
It's thrusters and chest bar pull-ups.
Yes.
So you start with one thruster, one chest bar pull-up.
And then you kept
building. 2 thrusters, 2 chest bar pull-ups. 3 thrusters, all the way as far as you can get in 7 minutes.
Yeah. So then I got up to the 8 thrusters.
So it's a very like open-esque workout.
Very.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was moving through mud. And so the very last round when I was doing the 8 thrusters, I'm like, mentally, I was like, I don't even care.
Right.
I do this self-sabotage bull crap that I'm like, I don't even care anymore. I'm just going to do one. I was looking at the clock and TJ comes up to me. He's like, do not put that bar down. And I was like, okay, Dad. So I didn't. And it hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
That was one that you really start to feel later in the day.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I already feel this.
Are always like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not looking forward to that, but mm-hmm. we're going right after this, so yay.
Wear your knee sleeves. That helped me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Have fun.
Yeah. But it starts with some snatching, though, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the warm-up is a mile run.
No.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
I almost didn't tell you.
Now I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
Darn.
Claire! Do you do that? Are you one of those?
I wish I could. Then I would just feel so guilty.
Are you consistently late to WODs or consistently on time?
I'm pretty much on time. No. We kind of go through phases. Like when we were at the old J, we like every single time we're like 2 minutes late.
Yeah.
But now we're getting better. Since I mean, it's so close to our house. Like we really have no excuse to be late.
That's true. You literally live around the corner.
Like I could leave at 6:30 and still make it to the 6:30 WOD.
Right.
Yeah. So we're not like early by any means. We're usually on time.
I always wonder about that because I notice like no one's ever really late mm-hmm. to classes, and when people are like 10 minutes, it's like a big deal. Not a big deal, but it's like
you only have an hour.
Yeah.
You have to squeeze all that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll
so be have fun with that. That was a fun watch. How's the challenge going for you?
It's only day three. And like I was saying before, it's like for me, the first couple days are the easiest because I'm like all like pumped up, like, yeah, I'm gonna do the challenge.
Motivated.
Yeah. So I think next week's gonna be a lot harder for me. But like I did some good meal prep. This weekend was a little bit not hard, but I just wasn't motivated because Brandon was out of town.
Yeah.
And when he's out of town, it's really hard for me to want to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, you know, I'll just kind of snack and whatever. And so, like, Monday came around, and I finally had to start cooking on Monday. But I've been working from home all week, so that also makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
But actually, in some ways, it makes it not harder, but, like, when I go to work, I pack a lunch.
Oh,
versus when I work from home, it'll be, like, it'll get to, like, 3 o'clock, and all of a sudden, I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I'm necessarily, like, busy. It's just, right. that, like, when I don't leave the house.
No, I'm the really, same like, way. Yeah. When I work from home, I get kind of loosey-goosey about food.
Yeah.
But you're way more deliberate when you have to, like, be out. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out so and that's about. Been. Anyway, so I've been trying to be good about eating. Like I was saying today, all I've had is, like, half spaghetti squash.
I feel like I've switched gears this time around for some weird reason. And sorry if you guys, you probably don't hear it at all, but there's dogs barking. We have it's the room we record in. Finally, we get to like open the window because it's been so nice. But there's like so many dogs barking.
The neighborhood we live in is just like dogs everywhere.
A lot of dogs. And so I feel like this challenge has been really, I haven't had like crazy resistance that I usually have, which is
good.
Weird. But I think so much of it has to do with our community. Yeah.
Our little Facebook group is the cutest.
Our little Facebook group. For those of you who are missing out on this challenge, the next time we do it, you really have to do it. If for no other reason than to be a part of the Facebook group. You guys are just so cute. Everyone's just posting recipes and pictures, which I am going to get the courage. I still haven't done a before photo, and I need to. Yeah, I'm so weird about taking pictures of myself. Claire's like, take more selfies. I'm like, I can't.
Well, it's like on our Instagram, I feel like 90% of our Instagram is like selfies.
Because I can't stand taking selfies. I'm so proud of you. I like want to go crawl in a hole for 2 days after I do it. I can't even stand it. Anyway, so I'm worried about taking like a before photo. But I feel like after seeing everyone else do it, or the few people who have done it, I'm like, everyone else is being brave. Anyway, but I just love people just posting questions like, hey, what do you guys use for dressing? Or how do I wean myself off of diet Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Like things like that. Or I'm like, you know, just really cool suggestions, and everyone's coming to the rescue and motivating each other.
Yeah. It's great. Like this morning when Val posted that she was like, you know, is anyone else going through sugar withdrawals? And I had a major headache, and I was like, oh, that's what it is. And I don't even eat that much sugar, but I just haven't been eating well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it kind of like dawned on me like, oh, that's what this feeling is. Like, I've been eating, don't get me wrong, I love me some Perfect Bars, but like, that's been like my main source of food for like the last 2 weeks.
Right.
And they're really sugary. And anyway.
Yeah.
So it's been fun. But so you're having less resistance.
I feel like I'm feeling really good. And I put this on my sheet. I don't think have we posted our challenge sheets?
I posted mine, but I've been waiting for you to get your picture going.
Is that what you're waiting for? Okay. Maybe I'll do it like right after this, but you can't watch me. I'm going to do it by myself.
Okay. And then you're going to post it and I'm just going to pretend like I don't see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on my challenge sheet, everyone has to fill out a worksheet and answer some questions. And on my worksheet, I said something like, I can't remember what the question was. It was like, what are the things you struggle with during challenges? Mm-hmm. And one of my biggest struggles is I start to justify or validate reasons to cheat during the challenges. So uh-huh. like, well, it doesn't really matter if I eat this one thing. And I mean, I know we get like a cheat meal, but which I hate that name anyway, but I think that I know that I shouldn't be like slipping up here and there.
Yeah.
It'll be like little minor things like, oh, I can eat this extra, whatever it is.
Right. Like, oh, this probably has sugar in it.
Or an extra glass of wine. Oh, that's not going to really do that much. And it's not that it really makes a huge, like blows the diet, but it's just more or less that like
I make up excuses
that I'm, it's fine. I can do this, which I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's silly. But it's been fun.
Yeah, so far so good.
It's been fun because of the community. Totally. I think that's totally making it. Mm-hmm. And we've done challenges with our gym, and I feel like it's totally different because we don't have like that daily support. Right. I really feel like when I wake up in the morning, I check my phone and everyone's like, I already have all these notifications of people like posting their breakfast.
I had to turn off the notifications because it was like every time I got on Facebook, I was like, you have 13 new Facebook notifications. I was like, this is too much. I love me some Facebook, but this is too much.
Yeah. So that's really fun. I feel like super, super accountable to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That everyone else that is like taking this so seriously. I also feel
like
seriously.
We're like putting it on. We have to like
be
the people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, we got to be the leaders here. No donuts. Totally. No Dunkin' Donuts. But I did think the other day that I was like, I remember Claire said after the challenge, we'll go to Voodoo Donuts.
That's the only thing I keep trying to tell myself. I was like, when I really have a craving or if I
motivated.
Want to go out to dinner, I'm like, you know what? That's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. In 3 weeks, I can do whatever I want if I want to.
Totally.
Like, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing that's keeping me from having that food ever again in my life. Mm-hmm. I just can't have it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not even can't. I'm just choosing not to have it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you have it. A quick little, not so quick little update.
It's been fun. We still want to hear from you guys and how you're doing and how you're feeling. So keep using the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. Can I tell you something really funny, though, relating to last week's episode? Matt Crowley. So, you know, we had that whole thing about...
Oh, my God, I love that comment. I know what you're talking about.
You know, okay, first of all, let me just say, I feel like the most gullible person in the world after last week's episode. I'm like, I'm really gullible.
The number thing, right?
I'm so gullible. But that's okay. I'm exactly like my mom that way. And I love my mom, and she's amazing. So if I'm like her, I'm totally fine with that. So we're the two most gullible people in the world. But Matt Crowley, this awesome guy at our gym, who also listens to the podcast. Hi, Matt. posted on our Facebook page a link to how that magic trick is done.
Okay, but what she's talking about is she went to the speaker at DU who's supposed to be like a psychic kind of like
He's a psychologist, but he claims to do like tarot readings like and has psychic abilities. Kind of stuff, yeah.
And he was like, "Right, everyone take an odd number between 1 and 100." And Joy was like, "We got the same number. How crazy is that?"
Well, two numbers.
So crazy. Same exact two numbers. And then Matt posted this link that was like the fact that every time you ask me to do that, like 90% of the audience of the is going to pick 37. Yeah. That's what you picked.
Yeah. So I'm just a statistic. And I'm like, I feel like you just told me Santa Claus isn't real. And so this morning we were running our warm up and it's 5:30 in the morning, right? We're all tired. And Matt's like a few steps in front of me. And all of a sudden I just hear him go, I'm going to laugh. Sorry. He goes, "Hey, Joy, what number am I thinking of?" Like, shut up, Matt. 37.
I hate you. That's awesome.
It was great. Anyway, how's the job going? The shadowing.
Yeah. So for those of you who missed my little announcement, I have started doing some shadowing at CrossFit Elevation, which is a gym at 8th and Santa Fe in downtown Denver. And my goal is to hopefully move into more of a permanent coaching position this summer. And so I'm really excited about that. It's definitely a little bit scary to try to move into something new. And also it's definitely been an eye opener, just, you know, realizing that even though I feel like I'm personally, you know, very proficient with the basic CrossFit moves, that demoing them and explaining them are two very different things. Like, I feel like I can demo things pretty well, you know, the things that I'm able to do. Like, I can't demo like muscle ups or whatever, but then explaining what I'm doing it definitely just takes like a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah.
And it's like, you try to, you know, you show what you're doing and you're like, you know, and then you want to move your knees, you know, like this. It's like,
go like this. What I imagine almost like a yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't even know how they talk to people about how to put their bodies in certain positions. It's probably like that.
And it's so different for everyone because it's like, you could tell one person like, okay, you know, tighten your core.
Yeah.
And then what they do as part of tightening their core is like stiffen up their whole torso and like bring their shoulders up. And
right.
Anyway, so it's just has been really interesting. And like yesterday I was trying to demo deadlifts and I set up a deadlift from the top. So like I like set up at the top, I get tight, I like kind of bend at the waist and then I bend my knees and then I just reverse that motion on the way back up. So I started to do that and started to try to explain it that way. And it, you know, everyone was kind of like looking at me like that clearly wasn't how they were used to having it explained.
Right.
And, you know, which is fine. Like, you know, you bring in like a different way of going about it. But the result was that I basically ended up with a bunch of people, you know, maybe two or three people in the class who corrected their natural pattern of movement to match what I had been doing and ended up with like the stripper butt, where they just like shot their butt up at the beginning of the deadlift.
Yeah.
And so then I had to kind of go back and be like, okay, you know, you want to move your hips and your shoulders at the same time. And the other coach who I was with was like, you know, don't, like, when you say it that way, it's really easy to get misinterpreted. And it's just like, to me, saying it that way makes sense.
Right.
But, you know, just learning like what most people understand when you say that, it's just like a
whole, yeah, huge, it's a whole new way of talking. Yeah.
And then they had rope climbs in the WOD yesterday, and she was like, do you want to demo the rope climb? I was like, we don't even have a rope at our gym. I was like, I've done a rope climb like 3 times in my life, so no, I don't want to demo.
I don't want to demo the rope.
And then he, the other day, oh, I had to demo ring push-ups, and I was like, I can do like one ring
push-up. Yeah.
So that was, yeah.
Man,
so
that's like kinda picking all the tough stuff to demo.
Like, can I demo like lunges? Can I demo the air squat? So that's been fun. But anyway, so it's been really fun. It's really good. And I really like the community over there. It's pretty similar to Jay. It's like really just kind of like low key, small gym. I think they have like 75 or 80 members.
Oh,
like
that's nice.
The gym itself is really pretty small, and it's laid out kind of, it's just like a really long, thin space.
Yeah.
And so, like, you walk in and, like, the first little area. So the other thing is that their pull-up rig is not also a squat rig.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, like, the pull-up rig and then the weightlifting area are separate.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, they just don't have, like, a big rogue rig.
Right.
And so they have to have them separate. So that kind of makes it spaced out a little bit. Like, the spacing is just a little bit weird. But
right.
Anyway, so, but yeah, it's been really fun. And I've been liking the coaches a lot who I've been chatting with. And they've been really great about helping me, you know, like kind of getting me in there and letting me like explain things, letting me make comments, letting me, you know, coach people. And it just kind of takes a little bit of time to get comfortable, like going up to someone and really saying like, hey, you need to bring your hips through, or hey, try this or whatever.
Are you getting more comfortable with that?
Yeah. And the first time I literally just like stood there.
Yeah.
And then afterwards the coach was like, well, you know, you can like jump in. I was like, well, you know, like on the one hand,
You're like literally a shadow.
Yeah. I was like, shadowing. This is me shadowing. But also, on the other hand, like, I don't want to be stepping on the coach's toes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to, like, be like, don't listen to Jeff. What you really should do is, you know.
Let me show you how it's done,
right, exactly.
Everyone.
So, and it's also been interesting because, like, a lot of the things that we really emphasize in our movement patterns at Jay are things that they don't really even go over. And, like, things that they go over a lot are things that we don't really talk about. Like, for example, like, with our box jumps, you know, we always talk about landing with your knees over, you know, like stacking your knees and your ankles and like having that. And they've done box jumps three of the 4 times I've shadowed. Apparently they just do a lot of box jumps.
Huh.
And like that was never brought up. And so finally last night I was like, and guys, like I want you to think about, you know, keeping your joints stacked because you have these kind of like, you know, caving knees.
Yeah.
And it just was interesting, you know, but then in, like for other things they go over, like they, you know, go a lot more into detail. So it's just been interesting to kind of like bring that new, not to say that they're not, you know, coaching well, but
yeah,
because they definitely are. But it just is interesting to like see the different things that they go over. Or like yesterday the coach I was shadowing was like, hey, can you start the 6 o'clock class warming up? And there were like 12 of them or 11 of them. And the other class was not quite out the door yet. And so we had like this little area.
Oh,
so all of a sudden I was like okay,
super,
what can I do with 11 people where they can just stand where they are and warm up? And I was like, and so I did a lot of like, you know, those squat mobility things that TJ's been doing.
Oh, totally.
Like, so I did like a bunch of that.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I've never seen that before. And I was like, well, welcome to my life.
Yeah.
All we do, all TJ lets us do is sit in a squat. No,
yes. It's so true. That's all he does.
Like, and now,
and now
the bottom of a squat.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That whole like stacking the fists.
I can't. I literally can barely even touch the
so
floor.
So mad, you guys.
Like,
oh, so like
I'm
pretend.
Try it right now.
Oh, you're doing it in jeans. I don't even know how you're doing it in jeans.
Oh, like, I can't even touch the floor.
Your ankle's just totally. So what he has us do? Let me see if I can describe this motion. So she's sitting in a full depth squat, and then take your hands and put your hands in fists, stack them on top of each other, and then put them to the ground so they're stacked on top of each other, and then try to lean forward and touch your forehead
while staying in a
while
squat.
While staying in a squat, though.
I don't know what like flexibility is required. Like, I think
so.
It's, like,
I just like look at my hands because they're so far away from my forehead.
The ground.
Yeah, and so
I think it's like your spine.
What is that supposed to do?
I don't know. Whatever it is, make you look like it done.
It's yeah, make you look like a nutty person.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so it's been really fun, and I'm really Elevation is an awesome gym, and we've had a really high opinion of them the whole time we've been in Denver. We did that little competition there. Right when we first started CrossFit, it was like a beginner's competition, and Brandon did it, and he had a lot of fun.
As in you and Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm like, did we do
one? No, and he had an awesome, awesome time, and so we've always really liked that gym. And anyway, so it's been fun, and we'll see how it goes.
Yay. That's exciting. New ventures. Yay. All right, should we answer some questions?
Sure. Jasmine just left one minute ago.
Oh, go Jasmine.
Any advice on kipping pull-ups? I'm stuck at only 3 linked. I guess the question would be, what is the issue after are you like losing your kip? Are you losing your grip?
Yeah.
Cause for me, I can't link very many, but I know it's a grip thing.
Yep.
And so after like 3 or 4, I have to reset my grip because my grip strength is low.
Right.
But if you're losing your kip, I think a lot of people, when they are kipping, they don't go through all the way at the bottom.
Yep.
And so they kind of like stop themselves, and they think of it as like a wall as opposed to coming all the way through
and using that momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For me, it was just practicing.
Yeah.
And then eventually you just start building up one at a time. That's a really slow progression, I think, kipping pull-ups. That didn't come really fast for me. I did 1, and then I did 2, and then I did 3. So it was like, I think what I suggest, this is what I did, because that was one of my huge weaknesses and still not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But I used to really, really hate even practicing pull-ups or kipping pull-ups. So after every wad, I would just go do 3 or 4. And I wouldn't even try to max out. I would just do 3 or 4. Just to do it, just to get on the bar and practice. So that's what I recommend is don't max out. Just do 3 or 4 kipping pull-ups and keep working at it, because then you're going to start linking them. And then when I noticed during the WOD, you start to really push harder.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whoa, I just linked 10. How is that even possible?
Yeah, I've been stuck at like 3 to 5 in WODs for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really just because I don't ever work on it. And I always lament this about my pull-ups. Like, there was a time in my life where I was working on pull-ups every day.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, 2 strict pull-ups, almost 3 strict pull-ups. And now I barely have 1 strict pull-up because I stopped working on it.
Yeah.
Boo.
We did the rowing intervals on Monday.
That was awful.
TJ's like, there's something going on with you in my rowing. Because he's like, I have no idea how you cannot break. I think I wasn't breaking 220. I couldn't.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
Because I was breaking 220.
I know.
Like half your height.
He's like, I don't know what is going on with you. And everyone was trying to analyze. I mean, I am just like a mystery rower. Wow. I cannot. I mean, I started out like, I think the best I got was like 209. He's like, there's no way you should.
No.
He's like, yeah.
Wow.
The best I got at one point was 209. And then I just kept dropping. And then I get mad and then I don't care. And then it drops to like 230. So.
I have
a really bad attitude about stuff sometimes. I get really mad and then I'm like, I don't even care. This doesn't matter.
I hate you.
It doesn't matter about anything at all.
You don't know me?
Stupid rower. Amy asked a good question. I think you are the perfect person to answer about tips on double unders.
Oh gosh. That's another thing too, where it's like.
Practice.
Practice. And also it like so depends on what's going on.
And the moon and the stars.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And whether it's a leap year. That was a pun. I didn't even mean for it to be a pun. Leap year. So with double unders, it really is just all about, I mean, like, I got good at double unders just every single day. The nice thing about double unders is that it really, like, it doesn't take long to set it up. You don't have to really warm up for double unders.
No.
So it's so easy to get, like, 5 or 10 minutes of practicing. Because, like,
totally
you just grab your rope.
That's what I did.
If you can spend 5 minutes, like, that's huge.
Yep.
And you really can underestimate how much work you can get done in 5 minutes, especially with something like that, where you can just get right into it.
Same thing at pull-ups. I think people think that to work on something, you have to spend like an hour on it.
Right.
No, after every WOD, what I would do is I would grab my rope and I would just do like the last 2 minutes or 3 minutes of class, and I would just work on double unders.
Mm-hmm.
And
or
I
don't stay for a couple extra minutes.
Or stay.
Or get there a couple minutes early.
Yeah, exactly. Or I would just jump on the bar and do 3 or 4 extra pull-ups at the end.
Yeah.
I would try to make an excuse of, oh, I'm really tired, but I would just be like, no,
yeah.
just do it.
Right.
So
it's not hard.
It's not hard. And just take the extra minutes and work on them, because really all of these things have so much to do with just time.
Yeah.
Putting in the time.
I think like the couple biggest things with double unders is like, are you jumping high or are you bending your knees? So, you know, you shouldn't be like bending your,
I see a lot of people do the like the seven position where they pike their body.
Yeah.
Like they look like a number seven. Aren't they supposed to be straight up and down?
They look like a number seven.
You know how you park your body like this? People pike their body where they pike their feet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like they like
they bring their feet forward. Yeah.
I see it mostly where people sort of like hop and bring their like a butt kick. You know, like they like a like
I see so many people do this. They pike forward.
Huh.
Yes. Yeah. It's weird.
I don't see that very much. But yeah. When people are learning, I see a lot of like they're trying to get their feet out of the way, so they like tuck their legs behind them.
Yeah.
And what you want to be doing is like the same exact jump in your single under. Just higher.
Yeah.
And you're not even really jumping
that much higher.
That much higher. And you definitely aren't jumping faster.
Right.
I think people also kind of get this
That makes sense.
The cadence that is really the same.
Yep.
You're sort of being a little bit higher.
You know what I witnessed? I totally remember when we did the barbells for boobs competition.
Yeah.
And I think the last WOD had double unders.
Yeah, that's right. I had to do double unders. It's max effort.
And I remember watching one of the girls that just killed double unders. I just remember watching her wrists.
Yeah.
And that's all that moved.
Yep.
And it was almost like she was flicking the ground with her wrists.
Yeah, you just
and,
like little quick.
Yeah. So it was like pushing down, almost like what it looked like was she was pushing down on the ground with the handles.
Yeah.
And her elbows were really close to her body, which is one of my weaknesses, is I always feel like my arms are out. But yeah, that's definitely one of my friends calls it a stupid human trick. At the end of like when you finally get it, it really is a stupid human trick.
It's like so amazing, and you just feel like you're the coordinated person in the world. The problem I always have is when I get tired, my right arm starts moving faster than my left arm.
Oh, weird.
And so like I will like it just kind of my rope gets out of sync.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and the other thing that I would say, and I think you probably would agree, is that get your own rope.
Yes.
It's even if it's,
it doesn't even have to be
a really high quality rope. It's less about the quality of the rope and more about the consistency of always using the same rope.
Exactly.
And eventually you'll get to a point where you can pick up any rope that's your size and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But when you're learning, being able to to have this the consistency is huge.
Totally agree. So,
yeah.
Totally agree on that.
Double unders.
Victoria asks, maybe I'm a little obsessed, but do you ever feel guilty about missing a WOD? I feel like a part of my day is missing when I don't go, but I also know the importance of rest. And a lot of people like that question, so I think we need to answer it.
Hold on a minute. Let me go back real quick and look at – so we have a whole episode about this.
We do. It's called Rethink the Rest Day.
Yeah, I'm looking to see which one. Episode 16.
Yes.
From October 17th, Rethink the Rest Day. And the answer is yes. We totally both feel that way.
Yeah. We've covered this on that episode at length.
But it definitely can be hard to tell yourself that it's okay to rest. And so the way that we kind of talk about in that episode is the better way to think about it is not that you are missing a workout, but that you're participating in a rest day.
Yeah.
This is part of your schedule. You aren't removing something from your day. You're just... you just have something else in that slot that day.
Mm-hmm. You're recovering.
Right.
You're not thinking of a rest day. You're like actively recovering.
But not even active recovery, because then that implies you like go for a run or something. But like,
but what was the saying? We had a really good quote that episode. You guys are gonna have to go back and listen.
Yeah, it was something, to that effect
where you're like, you have to look at your training as
you're not overtraining, you're under recovering. Yeah.
God, you pulled that from the vault.
I have a vault. My mental vault is pretty intense.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Welcome. Brandon always gets mad because I remember verbatim conversations we had years ago. And I'm like, you said this. And he's like, how do you remember that? And I always get mad at him for forgetting things. And he's like, Claire, I don't have a bad memory. You just have a superhuman memory. And so it seems like in comparison that I'm bad at remembering things.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I have a fault. I'm so crackly today. Anyway,
Are you dehydrated?
Yeah, I must be, I guess. So,
yeah. So listen to that episode because we cover that at length for sure. Mm-hmm. And then Jill asked about mobility warm-up cool-down routines. And I think we covered that in a few of the last episodes too. I mean, for mobility, I think we work, at least at our gym, we really work that in
in the WADA itself. Well, I think also depends. It's another thing that it's like so depends. Like, and I try to foam roll maybe like two or three nights a week. It's really hard at my house because as soon as you bring out the foam roller, Luna's like, "Oh, we're gonna play." I love playing. Playing with the foam roller is the best.
Yeah,
and she like tries to get on your face. Yeah. And I don't know. I also kind of feel like I'm not the kind of person that can get to the gym and just grab a foam roller. I feel like if I'm not warmed up, foam rolling does nothing
for nothing. Me. I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. I do the exact same thing.
Like, I feel like people kind of just do that out of habit.
Exactly. Yeah. Just to, like, lay on something and roll around.
Right.
Especially the 5:30 group. Because mm-hmm. we're the first ones there, right. and it's quiet, and the gym is empty. And so everybody just grabs a foam roller and, like, falls back asleep. We used to do it, like, as a way to kind of fall back asleep because we were all so tired. And, like, and then TJ's like, okay, we need to stop foam rolling for the first 10 minutes of class.
I don't know how you go to 5:30 every day.
I don't either.
I don't know how. So I told you about this. The guy who manages CrossFit Elevation was like, I'm so glad you're a morning person. So you can do it. Like, you can come to the morning classes. I was like,
Who told you I was a morning person?
But I think he was like, I saw you post that something things on Facebook early in the morning. And the only thing I can think of is that he's referring to the Christmas Abbott episode, which I was like so excited about that I posted it at like 5:30 in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Early bird. I mean, if I need to get up, I can.
But yeah. Well, I think there's a difference between working out at that time and working at that time. Yeah, that's so true. Like, you're not going to be working out at that time. But
it's really hard for me to work. I mean, we kind of got into the group at 5:30 last year.
Yeah, I remember.
For a little bit.
I remember you'd roll in. And
and we'd be there at like 5:40. We'd be like, Brandon would have to like pry me out of bed.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
The only thing that really sucks is the days, like Sunday night, I didn't really get a good night's sleep.
Right.
I don't know what it's the moon. It was the eclipse.
I'm just kidding.
It's still, the effects are still hanging on.
Okay.
So I feel like whatever it is with the change of weather and like the days getting longer, my sleep has been so off. So I hate when you don't get a good night's sleep and then you all of a sudden you're like counting the hours of how much sleep you have left. And then you're like, I have to get up.
Yeah.
I was debating whether or not to go. I'm like, well, if I don't go, I'm going to be up anyway.
Yeah.
But then I'm so tired. So anyway.
Yeah. I need a lot of sleep. I'm just one of those people. I don't know how I'm ever going to have kids. It's going to be awful. Those like 18 years of my life, I'm just going to be tired.
A lot of my friends who have kids are like, you'd be amazed at how much you can do on so little sleep after a while.
I don't, that's like not something I want to learn about myself though.
I
don't want to know how little sleep I can go off of.
Guess what?
No.
You're just going to do it. Can we talk about the cutest picture you posted on your Instagram of you and your little brother?
Twin brother.
Oh, my God.
Twin brother.
I'm sorry, little brother. You guys were so little.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. It was throwback Thursday.
It was Easter.
Oh, my gosh. Clarify.
I know.
Saw you. We, went back in time right now, and I could see you as, a little five-year-old.
Yep.
I think
you were younger than that.
You're going to have to repost that. I'm going to repost. Oh, I just can't. You are so freaking cute. And James's hair was like this big, bro. Who's that little girl, the blonde girl?
Our friend Kate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor Kate. She just got stuck in it. But Claire's hair is
like little orphan Annie.
Yes, it's so cute.
Bright red afro.
Oh my God.
All my life.
You got some brows in there, too.
You don't even know. Those are still here. I tweeze them every day. This is pre-puberty, too. Can you imagine?
Pre-puberty. I couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my eyebrows are.
Five.
I'm That's like three.
So funny.
But I just mean, this is before the hair kicked in. Yeah, I had some really incredible eyebrows. Yeah.
I had a huge gap.
In your teeth? Really?
Huge. Huge. I wish I had a photo of me when I was little, the hugest. I'll have to have my mom send me one.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord. Oh, but speaking of sleep, so Anne Marie asked about sleep and recovery for women. And I just say, listen to your body and take rest days as you need to and don't feel guilty about it. And then sleep. Can we talk? Did we ever talk about the sleep study that I was in? Or no, not the sleep study. I had a sleep test, sleep apnea.
Yeah, you had to stay awake and you were trying to hide in the.
No. That was the sleep study. Oh, the sleep, just test for sleep apnea.
No, but I remember that you went to I remember you talking about it, but not.
Yeah, so I thought I had sleep issues. I thought I had sleep apnea because I was always tired all the time.
But it turns out you were just a vegan.
That's funny. No, but my doctor was like, turns out you just need to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, turns out you just need to let your body sleep. And so that was like, duh. But I think a lot of us think that we need to pack in everything and then some into all of our days. And well, sleep, like, is just like a side note.
Yeah. It's like the whole, like, you know, that whole glorification of busy thing where it's like,
totally.
You want to be the person who's like, oh, I only got 4 hours of sleep. You don't want to be that person. But it's like, there is like some sort of perverse pride in being that person who's like,
it's a badge of honor that you did.
I was up until 1 a.m. and then I got up at 5 to go work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been so productive all day. So there's, I know that plays a lot into it, especially as women.
Yeah.
So I think that if you can, if there's days that you can go to bed early, mm-hmm. And let yourself sleep. For me, I can't make up sleep on the tail end. I have to go to bed early. Mm-hmm. I can't go to bed at like 11 or 12 and get up at sleep until 8 or 9.
Right.
I have to go to bed early and then I'll wake up at the same time. Yeah. But just try that and see if you can just pack in some sleep every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, and I've had to really get like, I guess not like disciplined about that, 'cause it's kind of the opposite of being disciplined, but like, when I've been doing this lifting program, which I'm like totally so checked out of this thing, I just feel like so I had to restart. So I've done the first 3 weeks of this program twice.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this is getting old. Anyway, we can talk about that another day.
Okay.
But so, you know, I have to get up in the morning and I go in at 7:30 and go work out. And I mean, getting up at 7 is not that early. It's really not.
No.
But for me, it feels really early. Like, yeah. I do not go to sleep early. Like, I'm, you know, Brandon's asleep and I'm, you know, it's 12:30 and I'm still like on Pinterest on my phone. I just am not like not an early morning person.
Yeah.
If I could wake up at 9 and stay up until 2 or 1,
right,
that would be like a perfect schedule for me.
Sure.
Anyway, so, and there have been a lot of days where I have like, you know, my alarm's gone off at like 6:45 or 7 to go into the gym and I'm like, you know, have all these like Fitzbo mantras going through my mind of like, you know, don't wish for it, work for it, like all this like crap. Where, and I'm just sitting there being like, you know, I want to be that person who really works hard. But at the same time, like, I also just need to take care of myself and realize that if I am not getting enough sleep and I'm still working out, then it's actually detrimental.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not building anything because my body doesn't have the resources to perform.
Right.
And it's definitely like, there's definitely something to be said for like, getting to the end of a long day and going and working out.
Yeah.
But I think that those, I don't know, it's kind of few and far between for me at least.
Yeah. I think you just, those are the things where you have to listen to your body. And there's definitely been days where it's like you force a workout and I just don't feel good anyway.
Yeah.
So I think on those days, just be more mindful of your diet. Like, dial in your diet more, a little more strict on the days you don't work out if you're feeling really tired.
Right.
The other thing is, I remember back to the actual sleep study that I was talking about like an episode or two ago, is, and this information might have changed because it's been like over 10 years since I graduated from grad school, but I remember the research said that you accumulate what's called sleep debt.
Right.
If you don't get enough sleep over time, and you can't make it up. So you can't just like not sleep for 2 days and like, oh, I'll just sleep a lot on, you know, the third or fourth day. That's just, your body doesn't catch up, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So get on and studies always talk about getting on a consistent sleep schedule. So you go to bed at the same time every night and try to wake up at the same time every morning.
Yeah.
And that's just really important. And freaking Rich Froning sleeps like 10 hours a night. So,
so
take a page out of his playbook.
I wish I could take I'd
like to take some playbook. Things out of sure like to take some things out of his.
Oh my gosh. Every time we say things like that, all I can think of is like his cute little wife. Like,
I know.
I'm sorry.
And they're like super spiritual and
they
religious.
Are, yeah,
and
like, religious. Super,
I'm totally
super
like,
religious.
I'm the bad influence person. I'm sorry. I really don't mean, I don't mean no harm, Hillary Froning.
No. I want to like be her friend. She looks so cute.
She's adorable.
Anyway.
Anyway. Okay. Next question. Froning and booty shorts. Just kidding. Sarah wrote it, not me.
Oh my god.
How to balance working full time and preparing for a beginner competition. Well, I guess we could talk a little bit about that because we both work full time and we did a beginner competition last year, but to be quite honest, I don't think we really trained any extra. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to know what kind of competition she's doing. I think just stay consistent.
Well, and also I think that the only thing I would say is that, you know, look at the most competitions, you know, have a thing that says, like, these are the movements that are going to be required.
Yeah, they kind of tell you what's coming
up. Yeah, and if, like, say that handstand pushups are on there and you're weak handstand pushups, okay, maybe spend some time working on your handstand pushups.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I think that most, like, group competitions are pretty casual.
Yeah.
Pretty, you know, it's like, as long as you can meet the minimum requirements, like, you're going to be okay.
And yeah.
You're, like, you know, working out. The only thing that I almost wish that I had a little bit more experience doing more than one WOD in a day,
mm-hmm.
if for no other reason than that I really didn't know how to eat during that day. And so I wasn't sure, like, you know, is it going to be better if I just am hungry, or, you know, do I want to risk, like, having an upset stomach? Like, I'm already nervous.
Right.
So I'd say maybe,
that's,
like,
a really good point.
Kind of think. And, you know, there's really no way to test that either, because, like, you're nervous that day.
Yeah.
And so, like, your stomach is going to do things that you aren't prepared for. But, like, maybe something you could do is maybe, like, try to come up with a few kind of easy to digest meals and try them out right before workouts and see how they do.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I don't even think about food on competition days. I'm just like, oh, I'm too nervous. It's a really good question, though.
Yeah.
Can I just take a break really quick? Because I just looked on Lauren. Lauren came to see us last weekend, and her profile picture is the picture of us.
Oh, really? That's so cute.
That's so cute.
That was really fun.
Lauren's a listener who came to our gym last weekend to do a WOD with us, and she's just so sweet.
Yeah, she brought her friend
Megan.
Megan.
And I walked in, and she just immediately ran up to me. She's like, are you Joy? Gave me a hug.
Yeah, she was really
so
fun.
So cute.
And she was strong.
She was amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were her partner.
She had power shoulders.
Yes, she did. Yeah. So did Hillary, who came in 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She had major power shoulders. I'm glad that I didn't have to be her partner, too. Because I was like, me and Liz are just going to jog a mile.
We're going to be back here.
And then when Hillary was there, I felt so bad. It was like partner carry. And I was like, who wants to carry me? I love partner carries because I never have to carry anyone.
You had to carry me.
Yeah, but for like 2 seconds. No. Everyone always feels bad for me. They're like, it's okay, Claire, I'll carry you. I'm like, oh, okay. Although, to be fair, being carried is not rest.
No.
It's not nearly as hard as carrying someone, but you're not like taking a nap back there.
No, you're not.
Like one time, I think I've told the story, I had to be partner carried for like a mile. It was horrible.
That would hurt. The hip bones started to hurt my
thighs. This is fireman carry. It was Thor. You remember that day? Oh, have I not talked about this?
I don't know.
We had a team WOD. I'm sure
at the old gym, right?
At the old gym. It was like, and it was, you were supposed to have two guys and two girls, and somehow I was in the bathroom when everyone else picked teams. So I ended up with me, Thor, Haven.
Not it.
Yeah, me, Thor, Haven, and like one other, there was another guy. Was it Kyle or Kent?
Uh-huh.
Whoever, it was like me and like three big, it might have been David Orgel.
Okay.
Me and like three big guys.
Yeah.
And so the amount of reps that you did in the WOD was based on the combined weight of your team. And everyone else's combined weight was like, you know, maybe like 600 pounds or so. It was like 600, maybe 700. Our team weighed like 1,200 pounds. I was like, I'm going to die. I mean, not literally. I think our team, but I literally think our team weighed like 900 pounds combined.
Yeah.
And so everyone else is doing like a half mile partner carry. We had to do like a mile and a quarter. Like everyone else,
but
had
they
to
all just
like,
carried you.
Yeah, but everyone else had to do like 30 wall balls. We had to do like 90. Like it was
that's
horrible.
Really,
and
funny.
For the partner carry, I was like, well, I guess I'm just getting carried because I'm not about to carry Thor.
Yeah,
not gonna happen anyway. And I got really car sick because I was like being held to the side, and he was like jogging, and I was like, I gotta come down. I'm gonna throw up.
You're gonna vomit.
Yeah, being carried sideways.
Oh,
hard on the inner ear.
Yeah. Ugh.
Anyway. All right. Should we do one more question?
Yeah.
Okay. Take it away.
Sarah asks, could you ladies share what's been the hardest motions for each of you to master? And maybe how you deal when you feel like you suck at all the motions.
What do you do when you feel like you suck at Welcome to my
life. Go home and I watch reality television.
Have you stopped watching the Kardashians, by the way?
I have. I haven't turned them on at all, but I'm really obsessed with Lindsay now.
Oh my God.
But that's
did you start following her on our Instagram, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So me and Joy share the girls now on Instagram. And all of a sudden, like all these like horrible, like terrifying selfies of Lindsay Lohan's right pipe. And I was like, since when do we follow Lindsay Lohan? It's like, Joy! Her selfies are so scary.
I haven't looked at them.
They're so scary. It's like, it's hard.
I was wondering when you were going to notice
it's
that.
It's so hard to even like, Oh my gosh, it's so hard. She's so just, it's like a train wreck. Oh, it's hard.
Okay, now I have to look. Now mm-hmm. I have to look while we're sitting right here. Cause,
oh my gosh.
So sorry. I've been definitely watching a lot of Lindsay on OWN. I think it's over now. There's only like 8 episodes. Oh, they're not that bad. Just, she always has on Beats by Dre headphones. She's
okay, but then also she's always like her duck face is like the worst duck face horrible. Of all duck faces.
You know what I realized that she did? Collagen. She got veneers. So her teeth are bigger.
Oh, that's weird.
So that's why her face looks so different.
She's got like everything.
Yeah. Oh, Lindsay, Lilo. So, yeah. It's a really good show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's read a review.
No, hold on. We have to answer her question.
Oh, I thought we just did.
No, we didn't. We just talked about reality television.
Awkward. Okay.
The motions. What's the hardest motion for you to master?
All of them. But the one I've been working on that I really can't get, let's see here. I mean, like I was saying, pull-ups. Like, I feel like if I'm not working on pull-ups every day, then I can't get it. I also have gotten a lot weaker in my overhead squat since we did Wendler last year.
Yeah.
When we did Wendler, my overhead squat was like 110 pounds. And now, wow. Yeah. And now I try to get like 95 pounds and it's hard.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, yeah, I also just like my lip, my power lifts, like my, or my Olympic lifts, like my clean and my snatch. I think that my clean, I get frustrated by because I have really slow elbows. And so I feel like I'm stronger. Like I can, you know, front squat 135 or 130, but I can only clean 115.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like there's a discrepancy there, but it's, so that's been hard. But I really think, like, the thing that I've worked on the most that I still am like, what the heck, is probably pull-ups. But I haven't worked on them in so long, so I can hardly even say that.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, that's such a hard question because there's so many things that I feel like I should get better at.
The thing that comes to mind when I read this is I'm like, there are so many movements in CrossFit. I don't, unless you were pro or really, really advanced, I don't, or coach all day, every day and work on them.
Right.
I really don't think that. I think there's always going to be something for us to work. It's going to be ongoing.
Yeah.
Ongoing. Because, you know, the things that come to mind of whenever I see a wad with blank in it, my heart sinks to the ground. I'm thinking like, well, let's see. Snatches, handstand pushups, pull-ups. There's a lot of things that I really, really feel like are a weakness. So the hardest one, though, I would probably say is snatches.
Yeah. It's just so technical. There's so many things to think about.
I feel like the stars just have to align. I think there was that like Facebook post a while ago TJ put up, or someone put up. It was like, you know, how to get the perfect snatch. Yeah. It was like something really funny about basically
a miracle occurs
and then your snatch works.
Yeah.
So
also like the thing I keep having to remind myself, like Brandon and I talk about this all the time. I wish that I could go back in time kind of and like do one wad in my old body. And feel like what it would feel like to be like that first day at CrossFit again.
That's a really good thing to think about.
And feel like what would you know, like how far have I come?
Yeah.
Because like when I look at pictures of myself, like front squats, like my elbows are way down here.
Oh
like,
yeah. I looked at one the other day when I was in a front squat
I see that picture.
I was like baby bird legs.
Yeah, we should post that picture.
It's horrible. It's hilarious. I was so tan, though. I just got back from Hawaii.
Your legs were like, I was like, what is she doing?
So horrible.
But I think, and then like, before I had started CrossFit, I had never run a mile in under 10 minutes.
Wow.
And like now, like the other day when we had that WOD that started with a mile run, I did it in like 10:05 or something, but it was like a really casual 10:05.
Yeah.
And for like, that used to be my absolute PR. It's like when I still, you know, I think about like how much I hate running.
Yeah.
Then I think like, you know, in 2 years, I've taken almost 2 minutes off my mile time.
Yeah.
That's
huge.
Really good.
That's huge.
So anyway.
Yeah. But I think that
they're all hard.
It's all hard. But you know, it says how you deal when you feel like you suck at all the motions. I honestly think we're constantly going to suck at a lot of these motions and we're just going to have to keep working at it. Like I remember there was a time when we worked on handstand pushups pretty regularly and we had them in the wads for a while and I was killing it. Now I suck at them because we haven't been doing so. For me, I only go 3 times a week. Right. I don't have time to like put in all this work for all these movements. So there's going to be like seasons for it.
Yeah. And it's hard because it's like, you know, like I was just saying that I feel like my pull-ups, like I have to work on them every day. Well, you know, like in the meantime, I've been working on my snatch. I feel like that's been getting a lot better, you know, and it's like But you only, like you were saying, you only have so much time in a day.
Yep.
And you can't, it's just, there's just infinite numbers of things you could work on.
Yeah.
And you're never, unless you're a professional CrossFit athlete, and even they have weaknesses.
Exactly.
I mean, look at the legless rope climb thing last year. Like, granted, you know, who among us can just, like, pop up and do a legless rope climb?
Easy.
But, like,
yeah.
You know, you had Camille, who is super, you know, her, like, known for her gymnastic strength,
mm-hmm.
who couldn't even get past the second round.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you just never know. Things, yeah. It's, you just can't be good at everything.
Yep. So let's just.
But I would say, like,
love our imperfections.
It's nice to pick one thing and kind of focus on it, because then you totally do kind of feel like you're getting. Anyway, all right, let's read a review.
Yeah, go for it.
Because we got a couple really cute ones this week, actually.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And so thank you.
You know, let's use this moment as a reminder that you can leave a review on iTunes if you haven't already, because that, we always say, and we hate to be a broken record, but we love this community and we want it to grow, and iTunes really kind of puts us at the top of the ranks if you leave a review and if you subscribe. So if you can just hit the subscribe button, then you get our new podcasts right away.
Yay. Okay. So let's read. This one is from CrossFitter in DSM. What does DSM stand for?
I just think the DSM, which is a diagnostic manual for psychology.
Oh, well, whoever you are, maybe you can tell us what DSM stands for. I love listening to Joy and Claire each week talk about topics that are relevant to me as a young female CrossFitter. I appreciate their honesty and willingness to be vulnerable on the podcast, sharing experiences in both CrossFit and in life. I find myself laughing each episode as well as relating closely to their experiences. Thanks, Joy and Claire, for an awesome conversation each week.
You're welcome.
let's not do that again. let's read one more. This is by Kim Possible. CrossFit and more. I started listening to Joy and Claire in October. Before I even started CrossFit, I binge listened to every episode they had.
I love the binge listeners. Yeah, me too. I almost wonder, like, I won't go back to listen to the first two that we did, the first few, because I'm embarrassed.
Really?
I'm like, what did we sound like?
Oh my gosh. they gave me some courage and some insight before I started CrossFit. I look forward to their podcast every week. It's information, funny, smart, and entertaining. It's like listening to your best CrossFit girlfriends talk. From wall balls to glitter eyeliner, this podcast has it all. It is so fetch.
Oh, did I tell you on the show, Lindsay, she had a baseball jersey that said fetch on it.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, oh, this is from Mean Girls. And I'm like, of course it is.
Did you see the Balanced Bites pencil thing yesterday on Instagram? Like, five people tagged us on that picture.
I love it.
If you tagged us, thank you. That was
fantastic.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Literally, I think we had like five or six people tagged us.
Can someone just send us a package of those pencils right now?
Those were so amazing. That's
great.
So fetch. And then there was, and also this was, okay, you know how sometimes, this is going to sound really bad, but you know how sometimes, like, it'll come out that a celebrity died, and you're like, they were still alive?
Yeah.
Stay with me here, Joy. I'm getting sore with this. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when Mickey Rooney died, I was like, Mickey Rooney was still alive. So
I know that sounds bad, but I totally don't know.
So the actor who played Damien in Mean Girls came out today.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, yeah, he wasn't out. That's how I felt. Yeah, it felt like that same kind of feeling where I was like,
I had to go away from the mic on that.
I feel like I knew that. I do not have a surprised feeling. Yeah. Anyway, on that note.
I don't know what else to say about that. That's great.
All right. Well, okay. We will.
All right, guys. Have an awesome week. Keep up with the challenge. You're totally inspiring me to not be moody and resistant during this challenge. Yeah. So let's keep at it. Yes. Go team.
Yay. And all right. Talk to you next week.
And break.
Bye.